Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. As you can hear, we've just finished eating. Jason, VRM, Typho, and Forth have just ate a beautiful Kalkavan and a baked Alaskan, whereas I just ate crow and just finished my slice of humble pie.
Mm-hmm. It's a start. It's a start, Mr. Seidelman.
Yes, the words pot, kettle, and smug get in for a long overdue kicking.
I think a lot of overdue apologies are needed, don't you think?
Let's introduce our panel.
Wait a second here. Before you even introduce VRM, Typho, myself, yourself, Mr. Seidelman, seriously here, you really need to give an apology to all the Jeff Hardy fans who you crapped on this entire year, to Jeff Hardy himself, who you said was an addict and needed to get out of the WWE. Don't you think?
I didn't say he was an addict.
You said you did. You said he was uncontrollable and had problems and should be out of the WWE.
Were he is uncontrollable. It finally took a stiff warning from a management and took his brother and took Gregory Helms to finally set him straight.
And don't forget that shoot remark from D. Bryan.
No, but come on. Don't you think you owe him an apology?
If I did apologize, it wouldn't be sincere. But I will do it anyway.
No. Then don't do it. Because I'm looking for a sincere apology here. I think that, with all due respect, Jeff Hardy's win at Armageddon was about as important a win in this particular industry since Benoit won the title at WrestleMania 20. Do you agree or disagree?
There's some different nuances to this because Benoit was injured and he came back and won.
Right.
Jeff Hardy fucked himself up with drugs and came back and won.
Okay.
So hasn't, like, every major WWE superstar in the last 4 years other than John Cena done that?
What, are you signing with Seidelman or are you signing with me?
I'm starting with you, Jason.
Okay, good.
Hasn't Eddie Guerrero done that? Hasn't... Who else is there? I can't even name it off the top of my head.
You see, Eddie Guerrero was the name. It wasn't Benoit that was the name. It was Eddie Guerrero winning the belt at No Way Out.
Right.
And night-capping with his victory over Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 20. That was the name. So in honor of Eddie Guerrero, I humbly apologize to Jeff Hardy and his fans for acting the way I did.
Good.
However, I am still a skeptic, and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, according to PW Insider this week, Jeff Hardy has passed his latest drug test. Okay? And if your best nightmare comes to pass, there's a planned attack. But I don't think that will happen. I really don't. I really and truly don't. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I really do. I mean, because this is huge for me. I mean, I have always been a Jeff Hardy guy. And by the way, I have not been a Jeff Hardy apologist by any stretch of the imagination. I've just been a guy who understands that he's had a very big up and down year. I mean, the guy lost his house. Okay? By the way, who's breathing like that?
Sorry, that was me. I didn't mean to.
Okay.
All right.
But I'm sorry for taking over your show, Rob. But that you know the way you know this has just been a very important thing for me this week.
Maybe I should have let Jason host the show.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, Rob.
And
we're friends.
I
thank
agree.
You.
I don't know what my win to fail ratio would be if he hosted.
Oh no! I'm honest about it. It's all good.
It'd probably be the same way as if I hosted the show, meaning you get, I mean, the only sound you'll be hearing would be this. And let me introduce our panel tonight. First of all, one member of Team Extreme and VRM.
The one pay-per-view where I don't pick Jeff Hardy and he finally does it.
And then we have the charismatic Enigma Typho.
That's right. I'm here to show the Blog Talk Radio world what a real charismatic Enigma is all about.
And then we have the face paint warrior, Fourth.
The only reason my face is a different color is, well, the snow is really hitting me hard over here.
How bad is it for you? How bad is it?
There's more white stuff here than that last road trip I took with the Iron Sheik.
Oh!
All right. Bam!
Thank you.
And finally, we have everybody's favorite plaid panted jinx brother, Jason Block.
Isn't it ironic that we have three WWE champions, and none of them are named Triple H.
Or Edge.
Or Edge, yeah.
Yes, but one of them is named John Cena.
Well,
you know what? I honestly think that's a damn cool idea, which we'll hopefully talk about later.
We'll give John Cena the pass on that one. Although I do think he will... He is a good champion. And don't you guys find it ironic? I mean, listen. What Vince has been hyping about Cena, well, doesn't it make sense? John Cena sells. As
he
much
does,
as
yeah.
Smarks admit, hate to admit, ever since John Cena came back, ratings have been up.
About a half a point, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, about a half a point. So that's about what? 750,000 Cena fans?
Exactly.
And speaking on that note, it's time to delve deeper into the matter that we call Jeff Hardy. And we talk Armageddon. Pick'em results are in, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. Everybody ready to go?
Let's do it.
Do it.
All right.
Yep.
Let's do it.
First match that we had was Vladimir Kozlov and Matt Hardy. Vladimir Kozlov was looking for a challenge. He's still looking for that challenge. Because he beat Matt Hardy.
Well, non-title, there you go. I mean,
yeah.
Pretty obvious.
What I don't like is the main basis of the feud is he wants to get back in the contention on SmackDown to the champion that he was facing, as if that title didn't mean anything.
He's working his way up.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, everybody got that one right. Everybody said Kozlov. And then the next match was the Intercontinental Title Shot Tournament Finals, Batman versus CM Punk. However, I will apologize if Rey Mysterio ever wins one of the big three titles again.
I don't think that will happen. Trust me. No.
We do hope not.
Yeah. No more. Do it for Eddie. I mean, I know it was supposed to be, you know, doing it for Eddie, you know, in honor of Eddie Guerrero, but that sort of brought more crap than good.
Put it to you this way. You had the two people who were booked the worst as champions in recent memory fighting in the Intercontinental Championship final.
CM Punk and Rey Mysterio?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, they gave up on CM Punk because they didn't have any more ideas for him. Classic creative excuse. It's about as good an excuse as, my dog ate my homework. And I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, CM Punk won, so he gets to continue on his feud with Regal. So, what we have here is Josh Henniger getting it wrong and the original crew getting it right. And then, well, we had Fit Finlay and Mark Henry in a Belfast brawl, which made everybody want to chant ECW, ECW, ECW.
No.
Right. Fit Finlay defeats Mark Henry, no thanks to Tony Atlas. On that note, Jason, Typho, and myself got that one right. And everybody else got that one wrong.
I should have known he always wins even when weapons are legal.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, everybody don't forget to buy Mr. Candy's new straight-to-DVD movie Behind Enemy Lines Columbia. That's what he said in Armageddon.
I'll be sure to run right out and get that when it comes out.
Yeah, it's right
or,
on my it's on my Netflix queue, yeah.
Be sure to watch clips of it from YouTube.
I'm probably going to end up buying the Password DVD set when it right before Behind Enemy Lines Columbia.
Yeah, get your DVDs of that now, actually. The company who makes all these game show DVDs is now out of business.
So I could probably get them dirt cheap.
Well, they're shutting down operations for now. It's called BCI Navarre. They just shut down. And they also make, like, He-Man, She-Ra, and all that stuff. So, if you remember those stuffs from back in the day.
Which a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Well...
grudge match between Nikki's favorite wrestler and Nikki's worst, least favorite wrestler. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Batista beat Randy Orton. And just like the Intercontinental title final, me, Jason VRM, fourth, Typho, and Nikki got it right, while Josh Henniger got that one wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this match we did not cover, and for good reason. The 8 Divas Santa's Little Helper tag team match. So we'll just pass on this one.
Yeah, we don't need
Darn.
To worry about. Well, okay, you don't want to cover the fact that Mae Young has got the hots for the Great Khali, and on this week's SmackDown, the Great Khali took her over Eve. No wonder why the Bucks can't hit the Bray.
Right now, my face is in the palm of my hand for that.
World Heavyweight Title Match, John Cena versus Chris Jericho. Everybody got Cena winning, and that's what Cena did.
Her was a good match, though.
Well, and I think I called the ending right.
What did you say?
Cena would Cena would be in the Walls of Jericho for a bit, and he powered out of it and got the STFU on him.
Yeah, I believe he did call that, so kudos to you.
Sadly, no additional points. Once again, me, Jason, and Typo got it right. No, everybody got that one right. Never mind. And now we get to, well, Jason, go for it.
In the main event, Jeff Hardy versus Triple H versus Edge for the WWE Championship. Jeff Hardy is the new WWE Champion by taking a swan palm bomb and pinning Triple H for it. Everybody else got it wrong except for yours truly, who said that Jeff Hardy would get the belt by the end of the night. And when they had the belt as the last match, I was like, okay, very interesting, you know, where they planned it. So, the totals are this. Josh with 2, VRM 4th, and Nikki with 4, Typho and Mr. Seidelman with 5, and the champion going into 2009, the Fizzleweight Championship belt, is in Brooklyn, New York. With me, I have 6.
Oh! No! Wrong!
Buy or sell?
What? What? Thank you.
Just
thank you.
Kurt Angle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it, too. He's waiting.
Congratulations, Mr. Block.
Thank you.
I will see you in January in Atlantic City. Prepare to be receiving a replica belt.
If that's true, more power to you. But seriously, though, it's very interesting, if we could just discuss this for a little bit, where WWE is heading in 2009 with having 3 pretty young champions, especially both of them named Matt Hardy. You got 3 of the biggest faces and 3 of the biggest moneymakers at the top. Do you think that was a storyline perspective, or do you think that was an economic one? Or both?
Honestly, economic. Because, as you know, Cena always pops a big buy rate.
Yeah.
Always, and plus, Jeff Hardy is crazy over. So, you'll get more people buying the pay-per-views. And Matt Hardy with the ECW title, well, that's a nice, you know, brotherly love thing to go along with Jeff.
And we're coming up on the road to WrestleMania, pretty much, with Royal Rumble, which, by the way, is one of my favorite pay per views of the year, without question. I don't know how much you guys like it. Is that you guys' favorite pay per view?
It is mine.
Match, yeah.
This year, okay. Yes.
Okay. Because we have, I would say, potentially about 3 or 4 matches possibly set up for WrestleMania. I mean, look, you've got, eventually Shawn Michaels is going to snap and turn on JBL and have that match at WrestleMania, right?
Yep.
Okay. You have Jeff Hardy, I would probably think, holding the belt to WrestleMania. Or maybe even past. What do you think? Where does Jeff Hardy go from here?
I can definitely see him holding it to WrestleMania. And if things go my way, hopefully he'll still have it by Backlash, because I plan on being there.
Pick. Okay. What is Cena do, for example? I mean, Cena Batista 2 is basically going to be the money match at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Most likely.
Are you doing in there?
What I honestly think is that, how much you want to bet this is kind of temporary? How much you want to bet Jeff Hardy's going to have two title reigns going from Armageddon to WrestleMania?
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't necessarily doubt that, that he drops it to, like, Edge.
He'll drop it to Edge at Royal Rumble or at No Way Out.
And then come back for it at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt that. That actually could be a smart move. You know, spike the buy rates one more time. Because the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania is going to have to be something really big. I mean, of course, with the potential returning of Christian Cage, which is almost guaranteed, you know, but you never know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how WWE pushes the different people as of 2009.
Right.
Anybody, who do you think the breakout stars of 2009 are going to be? Anybody predict that?
Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger.
Really? You think so? Where is he going to go? SmackDown?
He's
going
to go to SmackDown.
He'll have an ECW title run first, and then he'll go somewhere.
What about Evan Bourne? Does he stay on ECW? Or does
he's going
go
to Raw.
He'll just move over to Raw full-time like Mike Knox did.
Okay, does he go after... Okay, just trying to think of anybody else.
Kofi Kingston is pretty much a great hand. Just needs to slow down a little bit. I mean, he's very quick, but just slow down a little bit and don't rush everything is what I have to say to him.
Yeah, because why do you think Jack Swagger is that good, guys? Because, I mean, I look at him, but he's okay to me. He's all right. He's not that great. What do you think?
He plays the dick heel role really well.
Okay.
I would say partly that, but also I think that he's got what most of the fans want. He's got some ability, but he's got what Vince wants, that he's a big man wrestler of sorts. But I think that's going to go pretty well for him.
He's a big man with a good background that they can build off of.
Mm, yeah.
And he's talented enough to do it and probably in big match situations once he gets there. I'm not going to say he's just like Brock Lesnar, but he's going to be something like Brock Lesnar because he's got that kind of ability.
Well, let me tell you something. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, I saw him on the Eddie Guerrero DVD, by the way. Very good buy if you get it. The No Way Out match in 2004. That was a spectacular match with Eddie Guerrero. Unbelievable. And he was good at it, too. I mean, you know, for a guy who was, what, 6'7", 6'8", and almost 300 pounds, he moved like a cruiserweight. It was scary how good he was in the ring.
Isn't that pretty close to what Jack Swagger... I think that's what Jack Swagger pretty much works. I think Jack Swagger pretty much works the Brock Lesnar style of match.
Okay.
And I'm going to segue from breakout stars to breakout ratings. According to the LA Times today, on My Network TV, thanks to Friday Night SmackDown, season to date, My Network TV is up 73% in total viewers.
Wow. Think CW is regretting that move now, folks?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
think shows like that show with those people.
You know that one show they do on that one night of the week? That's a good one.
Put it to you this way, My Network TV and CW suffer from the same fate. They really don't have any shows. I mean, honestly speaking, the only show that's on CW that's successful is a reality show called America's Next Top Model, and that's on Wednesdays. The only show that is really successful for my network is SmackDown.
Yeah.
By lethal stretch and bounds. I mean, my network TV last year, and we cover this on GameShowNewsNet.com, they had an absolute disaster with a telenovela-style format of dramas last year. And then this year they put SmackDown into the format. And they, since SmackDown debuted, what was it? I believe October 3rd was the state premiere, something like that?
Yeah, October 3rd.
They have just been increasing ratings. And it's been a great move. And also, if you also notice, they've been making SmackDown an important show and co-promoting it well on Raw and ECW.
Yes, they have.
Okay, good. Sorry.
It says that the total viewers were up to one. Average total viewers the week was 1.7 million. And according to last week's Nielsen Media Research, it averaged its high 2.4 million.
Damn.
Obviously, much of that is due to SmackDown because Fridays are up 150%.
Wow! 150%
year to year, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we now throw the vice president of the CW into room 101 for making this very retarded move?
Judge?
Oh, yeah.
Just for good measure, just to give her... Let's just put Taz in there just to show her what it's like. Put her in the Taz mission.
I'm not going to put Taz in the room 101.
Yeah, don't worry, that's great, but I'm just saying, just to show her what's what.
As an enforcer, I'm guessing he's saying.
But yeah, that's huge. And I bet SmackDown continues to grow the ratings for my network on Fridays. I don't think it's going to go down. It's going to go up. It's the only really hit that my network has.
Well, listen to this. Even without SmackDown, my network is still up 39% on the other nights.
Okay.
I guess people love their Andy Griffith reruns.
That's WGN.
Well, my network has those magic secrets revealed and a lot of the exposés and crap, but,
Last year, it housed an hour and a half game show block over here. It had an hour of Feud and a half hour of the worst game show experience since, I don't know which was worse, Card Sharks 2001 or Tic-Tac-Toe 90.
We're talking Temptation Suck of the Century, right?
Yeah.
Well, all joking aside, though, that's huge for my network. Also, Sci-Fi had their biggest ratings to date. Of course, they didn't mention ECW, but... And also USO.
Venice.
I'm sorry?
I attribute it to sharks in Venice.
God. All those
I'd like to quote VRM from the WrestleCrap forums. He says, quote, "Congratulations, CW. You just screwed yourselves over."
Pretty much.
True words were never spoken.
But speaking of words, I have a few words for potentially Tyson Tomko. You're fired.
Let's talk about Tomko. He made a dark match debut. He made his dark match debut last Monday night. And for more information, we would go to Nikki Haman, but unfortunately, Nikki Haman is on the road because she's watching a good. She's watching your good friend Brandon Toll getting beat up.
but I actually do have the information on this. According to sources, Tyson Tomko has a torn pectoral muscle. Now, if you have a torn pectoral muscle, what's the one thing you're never supposed to do? Well, hide it from your bosses, which is what he tried to do. In his dark match with Paul Burchill, he couldn't even take a snapmare right. And basically, Vince McMahon was literally PO'd at his performance. They also say that Tyson Tomko's weight is up. So,
knock.
Yeah, not yeah, it's Braden Walker, pretty much.
I'm going to say no to beatboxing.
But seriously, how dumb is that? How dumb is that?
That wasn't really that smart at all, no.
I think his problem may be solved in the unemployment line.
Who reported this, Gerwick?
No, PWInsider.com.
They reported it first.
I'm sorry?
They reported it first, and then Gerwick just lifted it.
Pretty much.
So that's what Gerwick always does.
Well, also, they also stated in the article that there may be more releases coming soon.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Watch yourself, Jimmy Wang Yang.
Well, Jimmy Wang Yang's having a grand time because he's doing stuff with Nikki at PTW in Ohio.
Probably about to have a lot more time to devote to it.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know, but we will definitely see. I mean, look, they did cut some of the fat. Braden Walker and Snitsky included.
Who'd they cut this week?
No one yet, I don't think.
Oh, shame.
I don't think yet, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it's done right after the Christmas tour. Because I will be, by the way, I will be at the Garden Show on the 28th.
Last show of the year.
Well, that show, what the pre-taping Raw for the 29th, or was that week the best of 2000? Well, no, the last show, what the last show is the SmackDown tapings on the 30th.
That is the last show of the year, yeah. SmackDown is not going to have any best of episodes.
But Raw might.
Raw on the 29th, maybe.
Okay.
Because on the 22nd, they're going to be up in Canada for a Raw SmackDown Super Show.
Okay, so they may tape two shows there.
Yeah, they're going to tape SmackDown first, then Raw.
Okay. Because SmackDown will be, because they don't want to tape it, they want to give the people a few days off for Christmas and all that sort of stuff, I would think. 23rd.
Yeah, and ECW will be best of. And then we're going to go back on the 29th to do taped ECW, then live Raw, two episodes of SmackDown on the 30th.
Okay. Okay. And, yeah, okay. Yeah, the 30th is a double shot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that will be at the Meadowlands. I might be going to that as well, potentially.
You need to bring a sign.
Watch that.
RWS fears Jeff Hardy.
Oh, man. But, it's very interesting to see what they do. Oh, and by the way, some of the matches, I believe four, if I can remember them right, they have five matches scheduled for the Garden card. John Cena, Jericho, Steel Cage for the title. I believe Matt Hardy versus Jack Swagger for the ECW title. CM Punk versus William Regal for the Intercontinental belt. Batista. Oh, who are the other two? Kofi Kingston and CM. Kofi Kingston and someone else.
Rey Mysterio.
They could, not sure, versus Cody Rhodes, Manu, and Randy Orton.
AKA The Legacy.
Right. And Shawn Michaels versus Kane. They changed that from Shawn Michaels versus JBL.
Because since now Shawn Michaels works for JBL.
Yes, it's in storyline. So, yeah, it looks like a pretty good house show. Not for nothing.
Yeah. You know what I'd like for them to do? It's MSG.
Yeah.
Tape it.
Well, they don't do that anymore, unfortunately. They used to.
No, this would be a great thing for 24/7.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But speaking of shows that were pre-taped, just a reminder, as we know, we give WWE a lot of crap every year. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on, is it 9 o'clock on NBC, I believe?
It's 8 o'clock on NBC.
8 o'clock on NBC. WWE does their 6th annual tribute to the troops show, aka the show where JBL got punked by Joey Styles.
And where Miz and Morrison dumped a bug of ice over Lillian Garcia.
Bastards. But seriously, as I said, we give WWE a lot of crap every year, but they do this every year, and they go to to Iraq to entertain the troops and have a good time, and it's a great production every year, and they really do a great job with this stuff.
Right. All right.
There's...
How about some lesser news stories of the day from WWE? Some random news and notes from the Observer. That sound good for everybody?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
The reason why Miz and Morrison won the belts, it had more to do with pushing them as a tag team rather than focusing on Punk and Kofi as singles wrestlers, to be honest. Coming off their slamming win, Creative wanted to give the Miz and Morrison the tag titles as well, so they could brag that they now have two types of gold.
You know what? Fine, that's cool. It'll make the tag titles more important. That's a great push for them.
I mean, how long have they been together? Since, what, late 2006?
And who? I think late 2007.
Yeah.
Who doesn't miss Morrison doing a slow-mo entrance with a title belt? In all seriousness, it's kind of cool.
And Morrison...
It just gives Nikki ample time to swoon over John Morrison's abs.
Well, Morrison and Miz have been pretty much the tag team of the year of the WWE. I wouldn't consider them the best tag team of the year overall. That would go to, I believe, Beer Money.
Either that or the Briscoe. Either that or Age of the Fall.
Which version of Age of the Fall?
Jacob's Black Butcher.
Okay. But they have increased their profile with the dirt sheet on WWE.com, which, by the way, funny stuff if you check it out. It's really good stuff. They've just been really increasing themselves. And again, it's sort of a reward for doing good work, I think.
Exactly. And you can hear more of Jason Block on his Block Party podcast. You can find... Where can they download the Block Party podcast, Jason?
Thank you, Shil. Actually, at two places, at GameTurnNewsNet.com and at my own dedicated webpage at BlockPartyPodcast.com/show. And also on iTunes.
And I heard last week you had, actually this week you had a fun show of Gordon.
You mean Well, yeah, on another different show that I do called, on also Blog Talk, called Game Show Talk and Fun, we were talking about the best and worst of this year, which is on Keen Game Shows and stuff, which is kind of fun.
Who hosts that, by the way? I know Matt Tiller is part of it.
David Hammond. Hammett or Hammond. I forget his name. I think it's Hammett. Dave Hammett. And Alan Mitsuhi.
If it's Hammond, if it's David Hammond, he could kiss my ass. I'll get to those reasons after the show.
Okay.
If it's Hammond, no problems with him. But if it's Hammond, he could die.
I don't know. I don't know who. His I am is Dick Clark Fan 3000. I don't know if you know.
It's Hammond.
Okay. Never mind.
And personally, he could die.
Wow. I'm not telling anything.
I've had problems any few years back with him.
Okay. Sorry. I just bitch and moan. I just comment. I just keep my big mouth going. All right, sorry, Rob.
All right. We talked briefly about the JBL dump. We talked about Lillian Garcia having ice dumped over during the Iraq tour on the flight. It was originally reported that it was not that it was done by JBL. However, that is incorrect. It was done. Joey Styles has reported that it might have been. We might see footage of this ice incident on the dirt sheet, which implies it was done by Miz, Morrison, or both.
Well, you're not supposed to fall asleep on the flight, you know.
There
are certain.
For that.
What?
Michael Hayes can attest for that. They gave him a haircut when he was asleep.
Well, don't bring up the plane ride from hell.
Which plane ride was this? Was this a European tour?
Yeah,
2002.
Whichever one had Scott Hall harassing flight attendants.
And Mr. Perfect and Brock Lesnar wrestling in the aisleway.
Got Kurt Hennig fired.
Scott Hall
around May
for some reason.
Yeah. And there's a former champion to be coming up to Raw. They'll be. I guess he's going to be going to the Raw event. I put him in the camel crutch. I break his back. And I fuck his ass and humble him in the old country way.
Why is he? What is he? What is Iron Sheik doing?
Nothing. He's being flown onto the show by a company along with several other guests, and we watch the show in a corporate box. But Trish Stratus will also be at Raw next week in Toronto, of course.
Woohoo! Hopefully, she gets on camera.
And maybe wrestles a match. Anybody remember that 15th anniversary show when we had the most uncomfortable reunion?
Yeah.
Second most, excuse me. Of course, first was Lita and Kane. Second one would have to be Lita and Trish. And Jillian started singing. They went out there and she was like, ow, 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 ow.
The beating with the microphone still on.
Yeah.
Yes, that was. No, I thought my favorite line was on the Raw Slammies, which led to the angle this week with Kelly Kelly. The last wedding I attended, I tombstoned a priest, which is what he did.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I like that. You know what? That actually had story continuity this week. Kelly Kelly told the Miz, you know, told Kane the Miz was her boyfriend, right? But
mm-hmm.
the Miz was the one who really was abusing her in ECW. Payback, perhaps?
No. Because it wasn't the Miz.
No, but
it was Mike Knox.
Yeah, but didn't he do that with the whole Extreme Exposé stuff? Or?
Yeah, kinda.
Oh.
She had.
Yeah, but wasn't that with Balls Mahoney?
No.
Oh, Balls. Miz was the dickhole that was with...
The Miz owned all their
Layla.
Contracts.
Extreme
Exposé.
So, yeah, there's a little payback, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of what, you know, I mean, I thought that was... You know how comedy is, you know, some of those backstage segments are kind of goofy, but work? I thought that fell into that category this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Raw's been clicking lately. I'm surprised. You know? I mean, even Stephen... Good.
How about some legacy additions?
Oh, yeah, Sim Snuka.
My name is Sim Snuka.
I call him Simmy Jupiterfly Snuka.
Formerly known as Deuce, he debuted his new character on this week's Raw broadcast. It teases more additions to Randy Orton's legacy group by saying, possibly even more troublesome, however, the existence of even more superstars of Squared Circle lineage. Who could possibly stand against this already fearsome group if they were to fearsome as stretching it?
Yeah.
I mean, the only person that's fearsome in that group is Orton.
Yeah, because we're afraid to see him wrestle.
If they were to bring... What if they brought in Carlito, Primo, and Natalya?
Oh, God.
That would make two dangerous people.
Well, it's better than what Natalya is doing now, jobbing to Michelle Taker every week.
No, but she actually... Yeah. God. And by the way, if anybody saw SmackDown, what the F was up with Maurice doing that whole swinging around and sort of stuff? I was just waiting for Michelle McCool to slap her. It was kind of dumb.
Isn't Maurice kind of dumb anyways?
I don't care. I'm sorry?
Isn't Maurice kind of dumb anyways? I mean, I haven't watched SmackDown in a while. I would be watching it now, but Mom's got her fourth favorite show on. Sure. Anyways. What about with... And isn't Ted DiBiase supposed to be coming back soon, or is he on his way out?
No, he's filming... Believe it or not, he's filming The Marine 2.
That's right. Just when you thought it was safe from straight-to-video WWE films about Army guys... Ted DiBiase Jr.
Now we plug the mid-card for movie roles.
Okay, put it to you this way, though. As a B-movie action film, The Marine wasn't that bad. It was okay.
If you want to see bad, you watch The Condemned.
I like The Condemned, but it was a Running Man ripoff, okay? I understand that.
If they wanted, they should have gone out full hog on the Running Man ripoff and get a good game show host to play the evil Dick host.
Pretty much.
Sadly, how about, who do we know that could play an evil Dick game show host who's a game show host now?
Drew Carey, who else?
No.
Howie Mandel.
No. How about John O'Hurley?
No.
Hey, he was a cult leader on Family Guy, so he can play evil people.
He was? He actually did the voice for it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Follow that up as he played King Neptune on SpongeBob.
But no, you know what? I'm interested to see where Legacy goes. I mean, I think Snuka is a definite fit, and that might really make it a nice stable.
They don't need Primo. They don't need Carlito. On SmackDown, do kind of the same thing, except you bring in Harry the Bulldog Smith. You bring in T.J. Wilson.
Who's T.J. Wilson?
Harry the Bulldog Smith's partner.
Yeah, but who is it? Outside of, you mean from a legacy perspective?
He's basically this Hart Foundation generation's Brian Pillman, the family friend who's always around.
Gotcha.
He trained, I believe he trained with like Harry and Teddy Hart and all of them.
He did.
Let's hope this guy calls 911, unlike his predecessor.
Don't worry, he's not fucked up in the head like Teddy Hart is. By the way, anybody remember that lawsuit that I brought up a few months back?
Oh yeah, Jason Sensation v. Fertig the Vampire.
No.
Damn it.
Cena versus WWE versus Sony BMG.
Bingo, that's the one.
Go ahead, bring it.
Attorneys representing Jamal Greenidge and Eric Murray, two members of the hip-hop act The Mop, M-O-P, informed that United States District Court of New York on December 3rd that on behalf of their clients, they were voluntarily dismissing their client's lawsuit against John Cena, World Wrestling Entertainment, Sony Music, Stephanie Music, and several other entities. Judge Leonard B. Sand signed off on their dismissal on December 8th, noting that it was without prejudice against the defendants.
So what were they suing for? Remind me.
They claim that they ripped off their song Anti Up, which is used in the John Cena's My Time Is Now theme.
What the horn beat? That part?
Apparently that and Adadoo or whatever he says.
Do you think some money might have changed hands, perhaps?
No.
Really? Usually when someone voluntarily dismisses without prejudice, they either A, have no case, or B, negotiated some sort of settlement.
I think it's A, they have no case.
Okay.
I find that they were requesting damages that they may be ruled the owners of the song in question, that all DVDs, CDs, etc. using their stuff be recalled and destroyed.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Well, it's not.
No, I'm not, like that would have happened anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, overcomes odds every day. The legal odds are no different for him. I'd be surprised we had one of them in the STFU doing his weird yell.
You guys want to talk some TNA?
Sure. By the way, just one quick question. What are the plans for the day after Christmas and the day after New Year's on the Fridays?
The 26th is a special two-hour show.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to go a whole hog. We're going to do Around the Horn. We're going to do Room 101. And we're just going to bullshit some more.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
January 2nd is status quo. And what's up? And there's something
Hello?
That's not status quo.
Sorry about the racket. I just wanted to call in and report the death of Sean Matthews.
We should hear that.
What the heck? I'm sure you go. There's a cage match going on, and Sean Moxley just broke open the cage with a chair. He's getting ready to kill another referee.
Yay!
But Sean right. Matthews is getting out cold in the middle of the cage.
Aren't you supposed to be taking pictures of this match?
What's that?
Aren't you supposed to be taking pictures of this match?
I am. I'm a little ways. I am well out of range, and I'm low on battery, so.
right.
But I had to at least call in because I know the show's almost over.
Fun. I'm sure you'll give us a full update on the show on next week.
Do what on the show next week?
No. I'm sure you'll give us an update next week.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get a cookie. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll disappear, but I wanted to at least pop in and say hi and let you know
right.
that there's a dead referee here. I'll catch you guys
okay.
later.
All right,
later.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Wild crowd.
Really wild crowd.
So, yeah, next week, 2-hour year-end review, pretty much, right?
Yeah. And January 2nd, status quo.
Cool. Cool beans.
January 9th, probably the same. January 16th, Nikki hosts the show. Because I will not be here.
And neither will I, because I hopefully will be with Mr. Seidelman.
Oh!
That is true, because, yes, it'll be my New Year's gambling junket down to Atlantic City. Oh, and by the way, VRM, what is the beer countdown, the beer countdown clock?
Fourteen days, 4 minutes.
For this countdown, you need the song Final Countdown for some reason. The only song that pops my
final
head.
Final Countdown. Da, 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 da.
I picture something like the WWF's Countdown to the Millennium when they were building Jericho's debut.
By the way, best debut in history. So, well, no, second best debut in history.
What's
first
the first
one,
best debut?
The Undertaker Survivor Series 1990. You had a fully developed character right there from moment one.
Yep.
And ironically, brother love was more of a hindrance than a help.
Yeah.
Then again, Bruce Pritchard is always a hindrance more than a help.
Not anymore.
No. Oh, and by the way, to those who celebrated, a happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Because we, you know, it's Sunday, and to, you know, I hope you all get what you want. And if you get a rock, sorry. You know.
What about a Sega Genesis?
With the Game Genie, right?
No.
Batista will give it to you for another $30.
No deal. I know a place where I can get it cheaper.
I'm sorry. My favorite video game was the Sega Dreamcast. That kicked major butt. That was
it did.
That was the best video game system. NFL 2K1 was the best football game ever. That was just so good.
Also helped that Madden was a pile of shit that year.
Pretty much. Oh.
Then again, when hasn't Madden been a pile of shit?
Unfortunately, they're just running on the name. I mean, it's good football, but it ain't the best. Anyway, just bring back Tecmo Bowl. I want Tecmo Bowl.
They brought back Tecmo Bowl.
They did?
Nintendo DS.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Brief note. By the way, it's time to do our TNA news for the day.
Cross the line.
Oh, look at that. We're out of time.
We really are crossing the line to the archive.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I'm going to hang up, guys. Merry Christmas. Talk to you guys soon. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy holiday season. Take care, Jason.
Later.
Well, that ends the show for this week. To our show next week, and I hope you guys all enjoy it. For VRM, 4th Typho, Jason Block, Nikki Heyman, I am Robert Seidelman, and God, why did Jeff Hardy have to win?
Piranha.
Good night.
Night, and have a safe holiday season.